I think I'm gonna just start freestyling on this shit.
Do it, man. That's how we used to do it. We used to take turns too. It wasn't always you.
Hey. It's the boys. We back. PS&BS, episode 43. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support and follow the Instagram at PS&BS POD. Today, we're going to be discussing some PlayStation and some other gaming news.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some BS.
And then.
But before all that.
And then.
And then what? Is he missing something?
And then. No, no, I'm just fucking with him.
And then.
You didn't start the timer, though. But I don't want to.
Look at that.
There we go.
Hey, right. We on the clock, baby. Yeah,
we clocked in. Now we're getting paid.
Now we can say.
Wait, we get paid.
Where is Lex?
Again.
Jesus.
Again.
Right now, us and Lex are in like a dispute. So yes. Right now, we told him kick rocks. No, yes, I'm jacking.
We told him, don't come back till you get gagged.
Right. I thought last week was gassed. You know, this week we're all going in like that off rip.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lex. But this is your roasting.
Everybody, I want some more. Where's Lex's in the comments? Y'all did a good job last week. With
where's Lex at?
Yeah. But I need some more.
He showed when he wants to, man.
He's at the gym.
Straight out of Compton. Just watch the movie, man. He's easy. All right. Wow. Hey, Biggs, what's good?
Steak Dennis.
Yo, what's good, y'all? You already know. It's your boy, Biggs, the most lovable one in the crew. You already know when you hear this voice, get fun of feeling, but vibes. Dummy, you're the rest of the boy. All right, another episode of PSBS. Let's get it. All right, so Biggs has been playing.
The elevation change there.
Yes, Biggs has been playing this week. As you all know, viewers, listeners, my gang, my guys, Persona 4 Golden.
He has a gang.
We've been on that Persona 4 Golden, and I'm telling you, y'all been like, I didn't think Persona 4 was a like a stream kind of game, but y'all been fucking with it. So
yeah,
and I'm enjoying it too. So that, and also I pressed the button on Trails of Cold Steel 3.
Right.
I know there's a couple of people that was on the Persona 4 stream that wanted me to play Trails of Cold Steel 3 on the stream as well, but I kind of decided that is a game for me. And that is a game that I will enjoy.
That's something that should be discussed.
That's a game that I will enjoy in late nights, early mornings. That's a game that I'm going to go hard on.
Worst case, so, run it back?
Because
couldn't you pick chapters after a while?
We could double back.
Is it one of those where you can do chapters or certain things?
What you do is it's like a new game plus, and you could do it like on a nightmare mode, like a super hard
mode. So just stream that.
So I could do that, yeah. You're
just
right.
A little bit here and there, just so that people can get their taste.
You're right. And also... I got rid of a couple of new anime this season. I got rid of Sugumomo season 2. I got rid of Gleipnir, and I've also started watching BNA on Netflix. So
when you say get rid of, you mean finished?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That means yeah, I got them out the way.
Okay.
But yeah, that's about it this week, y'all.
Ooh.
What's up, fellas?
Steels. The resident.
The resident. Steel 1682. We here in the building. RGB.
Yes.
Chilling.
Don't worry about this. We didn't want to distract y'all this week, so this ain't going.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Y'all wasn't even looking at us.
Yeah,
so.
Y'all more worried about the wall art.
Steals.
I'm not gonna lie, I mean, it's pretty sick.
Lex took it.
Lex turned it off.
Lex took the wall art.
He went.
It's in his game room.
He unplugged his shit.
Let's see. What have I been playing?
You good?
There's a fly.
Yeah, there's a fly around here, bro. Somewhere.
It was like right here.
It'll be careful. He might touch the record button. Screw us up.
Shh.
What have I been playing?
Everything.
So check this out. Last week when I got home, I downloaded the third. I finished the second DLC for Borderlands 3, and I mentioned I was going to get the third one. I did get the third one. My boy Wayno and Empire was on. They had gotten it too. We jumped on. We played for 3.5-4 hours straight. And we got to a point where, like, you know what? We're good. We're going to pause. Nah, Destiny is about to be deleted. Anyway.
Shit.
Knock that shit out. We're like, yo, let's pause here. I want to get some food. I got to do this. I got to go do something. Okay, cool. We'll come back tomorrow and finish it. Didn't come back the next day. A couple days later, I'm like, man, let me just go knock this out. Cause I know they did. Fired it up. It was the final boss battle.
So y'all was waiting that long for the final boss?
We didn't know.
All right.
We didn't know that it was the final boss battle.
So you thought you still had like an hour?
We still had time. Like, okay. we were like, okay, we just finished doing this. We feel like this is a good stopping point for now. When I came back, it just said, find Rosie. Okay, cool. Went to where we're supposed to go. They said, yo, we got these guys. You go get Rosie. So I passed everything, slid down the thing. Now, that's the thing in Borderlands 3, in all Borderlands. When you come to a boss battle, you slide down something.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you and fall down some sort of hatch.
A big-ass area.
And it's a big-ass area. Yeah. Rosie pops up, blah, 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 blah. Dropped her ass. She whistles. This big-ass freaking monster comes out.
Oh, shit.
Take care of him. It was over. I'm like, wow, we paused for that.
35 minutes.
Not even, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like 10 minutes.
Wow.
At most. Wow. It was over. So I'm like, man, we could have just knocked this out in one shot. But, sheesh. Yeah, so I did that, a little bit of hockey, Call of Duty, same thing. Got on that Horizon Zero Dawn, mm-hmm. was streaming that this week. A lot of people came into the lobby.
Steals be streaming and steaming, boy.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
He couldn't wait to vape on that shit.
He like, yeah. I can't do it during the episode. Fuck, this is my stream. I'm doing it on my stream.
That's going to be part of the contract when he signs it, too. He's going to be like, yeah. Well, and we're going to need some breaks in between episodes so I can go.
Yeah. Cut.
I mean, I don't have it now, right?
Hey, while y'all doing the ads, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I mean, if we're on an ad part, I can just...
A whole bunch of cloud coming from under the desk.
I'll just get one of those hidden jewels real quick.
People think we got a fucking fog machine under the table and shit.
Undertaker, baby.
Yeah. There we go. I also hit up a little 2K19, 2K20.
All right.
You know.
Getting ready for the newbies to come on Tuesday?
Getting ready for the new blood.
Yeah, the new blood's on the block showing up.
They're being a 70
overall. My cousin's already like... Edwin, he's like, Bobby, you gonna build a guy for me? I'm like, yeah, what do you want? I want to do this and this and this.
I want a sniper.
Okay, I want to shoot and dribble.
Yeah, I want to snipe.
Exactly, I want to shoot and be able to dribble a little bit, but have good defense. I'm like, all right, I got you. So I can't wait. I actually made another character. So like that, you know, when the newbies come on, I can kind of level up a little bit too.
Yeah.
But I have my 94, almost 95 character that I can just
pull out.
Slam it on them.
Yeah.
Bow, you know.
When they start talking shit, I'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah. Damn, I feel like there was this game that I'm like, man, I have to say I played this.
I know what game it is.
Monopoly.
Oh.
Y'all went on that? Y'all got it to work?
Bro, okay.
I was thinking something else.
So what's weird is when you go to load it up, it won't work. You have to load it up offline.
What?
So go to your settings and click like off, like online off.
Yeah.
Load in. It'll load in right away. Put it back on. And then send all the invites. So, like, if us three were playing...
So that's what we have to do for Predator.
That's what we all had to do. That's
fucking
that. Oh, I did come up. I remembered. It was the game I was playing last night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Rip. So we have to go offline, all of us, if it was us three, go into the game, go back online,
and then,
I can send you invites and we can play.
Mm. Yeah.
It actually takes 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
I know. It's just a checkbox.
Yeah, it's just a checkbox.
Yeah.
But first game I got washed. Second game I beat everyone. Shit. Got destroyed all of them. Also did some DBZ. Me and Biggs over here hit up a little lab session over there. Played some rank on that last night.
Getting prepared
for the tournament that we're going to talk about in the future.
At a later date.
Very near future. And the last game.
Once we squashed the beef with Lex.
The last game.
Yeah.
This one was a little shocking, too, because I saw it and I didn't even say nothing because I was like, bro.
I don't even know. I don't have a sound for that, so just go
Monster
ahead.
Hunter.
Oh, damn. That's not what I was going to mention.
What were you going to mention?
I saw you on Siege.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking Monster Hunter. I saw him on Monster Hunter.
Every once in a while, I would. They got me
dibble
to
and dabble.
They got me to re-download it again. Also, Rocket League. So I've been hitting that up on and off.
Oh yeah, I think
those are on and off games.
Yeah, all right, guys.
Not good enough to mention or not dedicated enough to mention.
Not Rainbow, but
those are your side pieces.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But no, Monster Hunter. A couple of my old school. When I say old school, I mean like Modern Warfare 2 old school.
Oh boy.
Call of Duty buddies. I've noticed has been getting on Monster Hunter real hard lately. Oh. And I just jumped into their chat just to say what's up. Haven't talked to them in a while. Twin, his name is 20 Twin.
He 20 Twin.
Yeah, he used to live in Vegas.
Is he a twin? I'm guessing that's why he used that name.
No,
it's no from, other
it's,
reason.
It's from the movie. Oh, okay. But I actually met him in Vegas and hung out with him a few times. So me and him,
I met him in Vegas in the floor rooftop club. We was popping bottles. He was in the section next to me.
He met him in Mexico.
He ran. He told me he played Siege. So I was like, oh, I play Siege too. No, we popping bottles together on Siege.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Siege wasn't a thing back then.
Right.
No, he ran the poker room in the Bellagio.
What the fuck? So were you a blackjack dealer, a bowler, a golfer, a fucking cop?
No, I wasn't a dealer. A painter. I played.
He's a player.
Listen, I do everything.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So we just happened to go out to Vegas, and we met him for the first time, but we played for years. You know, it was one of those persons that you met for, that you play games with for years, and then you mm-hmm. finally meet, and yes, we just yes. met in Vegas because that's yes. where he lived.
Yeah,
so hey, I'm out here. Pull
I
up.
I did that recently.
I'm out here. Pull up.
He actually helped me because my other friend who I played Borderlands 3 with, he was like, yo, get the DLC. We'll help you run through it all because we got to do all that stuff anyway because we got to farm and this and that. So I buy it, and then they didn't help me.
Yeah.
So I stopped playing it.
Oh, shit.
Then I jumped in their party, and they're like, yo, we just finished the story for me like a couple hours ago. We took a break, but you can come right now. And if you jump in. Whenever you need us to come in, because, you know, if you played Monster Hunter, when you're playing solo, you have to go in, you have to pass a cutscene. Yep. There's certain things you got to do before you can call in people to come help. After that, if you're just going after contracts, you can just post it up and they ride with you.
Yeah.
So they said they'd help. So I'm like, well, let me see if they will. And we went in and we hunted like 4 or 5 monsters yesterday. Mm-hmm. So they helped me. So I was like, all right, sweet.
Dope.
Say no more.
So as long as they're on, I mean, I at least want to play the DLC. I paid for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The Iceborne, you're saying?
The Iceborne. Okay. Yeah. I at least play for it. I just keep getting washed because I still got level one. I don't have DLC equipment yet.
Right, I need DLC
equipment.
You got base game equipment.
Yeah. Well, it was top of the line before.
Right.
But now it's
before the update.
Yeah. Now they whip their tail at 3/4 life. I'm like, God damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's been it?
For video gaming.
Mm-hmm. Video gaming. I know we got some more to talk about in the BS section.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot more in the sprockets too.
That's what it is. The sprockets.
Whole sprocket segment. This whole weekend sprockets was a sprocket about segment 30. Practically.
30 for 30 sprockets.
Cut everything all other content for a 30-minute sprocket.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down.
All right, man. You know who it is. It's the almighty Trav. I'm going to get a little weird on you guys for a second, man. Mm-hmm. It is 4th of July, mm-hmm. and it's a little weird for me at this time because it's a good thing, and it's also a reminder of a bad thing. So I guess I'm going to get the bad thing out the way, man. And today is the 5th, you know, another year without my brother, R.P. Birdo. So I'm going to dedicate my section of the podcast to him.
Yes.
And in the same vein, say happy birthday to his mother. You know what I'm saying? Jackie, happy birthday to you.
Good and bad.
She's my second mother. You know, she raised me. You know what I'm saying? Fed me all those plates when I didn't ask for them. You know what I'm saying? I love the whole family, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to AJ, Random Chaos. You know what I'm saying?
AJ, what's good?
We holding it down.
One of the OGs.
OGs, yeah.
Yeah, we holding it down, man. We're going to have him call in sooner or later.
That'll
be the whole episode.
Will y'all hear somebody spazzing?
Yeah, he gonna come on this bit spazzing.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. So that's pretty much it on the gaming. On the gaming end, I got back on Spyro, Hunt Down, Broforce. Mm-hmm. Like low key, if I did a little more research, I probably would have been the game of the week for me. But Broforce is like. It's pretty lit. Somebody's getting sued for that game. But
somebody's
really?
Because you literally play as
somebody's getting sued.
I put it
somebody's
in the chat. Like, sued. Every time you die or spawn in, you start as a action figure in a movie.
Oh, you actually play? I thought it was just like the Avatar.
No, you play as them. So you could die, come back as a Terminator, die, come back as a Predator,
come back random.
And in the levels, there's like little cages. So like you can like knock the cage open and then change to somebody else, like Indiana Jones. It's just random. And then they got versus mode.
Licensing for that?
When you go to versus mode, they actually show you the names and they just play off the names. So it's like they just butcher the name, like Indiana Bones.
Wow, but it just looks like them.
It looks like them. It happens to have their weapons.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a free PS game. So if y'all check in y'all library, y'all might have just added it and not even thought about
it.
So go ahead and check it out. You only add the games
I
that you like.
I want to that I may essentially play.
I add everything to the library.
Nah.
Once I figured out about the library thing, I don't have to actually have it downloaded.
A lot of people was thinking like, "Oh, it's gonna take up my space." I'm like, "Bro, it's your library.
Unless you want to download it." Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So like, check it out. See if y'all have it in your library, man. With that being said, man, we've been getting a lot. You brought up earlier the streams,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting a lot of love in the streams.
Oh yeah.
But before we shout out all the people that shout out some people that we like in the streams that's been holding us down, I got something to say. Like, I agree with what you're saying with the whole, the trails, you want to play for yourself. Because when you're playing the streams, you feel like it feels like you're at a job and the boss is over your shoulder.
Well, I get that feeling. It's not supposed to feel like that, but sometimes
but it feels like
come off as like you're
on stage.
Yes, you're on stage.
Yeah.
So I can't just be in my mood and just quiet.
Yeah.
I can't eat.
Yeah.
A couple of the deaths that I caught playing Horizon Zero Dawn, I was paying more attention to the chat and like conversating and concentrating on what I want to say and holding the conversation. So because you want to be engaging with the people, and I wasn't paying attention as much
to the narrative
to the game, and I was just like, oh shit, I just walked off the cliff. Whoops, I died.
Right. You should have watched my spiral.
And that's why I mentioned, I'm like in one of my streams, I was like, hey, I'm going to stream this as much as I can, probably two or three times a week. But sometimes I personally just want to play games, like you said, just for me. Like, if I'm going to play Call of Duty with my cousins, I know they get wild on the mic, and I ain't trying to stream in the YouTube. And I mean, we can cancel their mic, but sometimes it's better to hear the interactions that you're interacting with the other people, hearing the call outs. And if something crazy happened to one person, you do kind of want to hear that. I do mute them. Like when I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn,
while you were streaming?
I was in the party, but I muted their mics because they were playing Call of Duty.
It was off.
Yeah, so
if they were playing the same game, then it would make sense.
Then it would make sense, Then I know how they get when they play Call of Duty. If they were playing Rocket League,
they letting it fly, baby.
or just Need for Speed or something like that. I'll leave their chat on so it doesn't sound like I'm talking to myself.
Right.
Because every once in a while they'll ask me something, and I'll answer them, and it has nothing to do with.
Right. So anybody particular in your streams that's been holding you down constantly that you always see that you
Nolik, I think, has been holding us all Nolik, down.
Man, shout out to you, man.
Diego, I Ashad? Started seeing him.
Nolik, Ashad.
Nolik something. And then there's like IX.
Yeah. Those two are yours, bro. They don't fuck with me.
Really?
No, Nolik does, but not Diego and...
Diego's in my stream.
They just don't chat. Unless y'all watching, I don't chat, which... What the fuck good with y'all? What's
up
with y'all?
No, he chats.
Shout out to D-Nice.
Not D-Nice, goddammit. Don't ever talk about one of my peoples like that.
Okay? Oh, that's what you'll be.
It's Denise.
Denise. God. D-Nice?
Every time I see it come across, I always want to say D-Nice because of that Key and Peele.
Because the Key and Peele shit.
Yeah, but.
A-A-Ron.
The E wouldn't
A-A-Ron,
be there.
Yeah. Huh?
The E wouldn't be there.
I don't care what.
Okay.
If your pain is Denise, it's D-Nice now with me.
For me, so far, been my man Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, shout out to him, man.
Cheesecake be jumping.
He was there
in
when
and
we
out.
Was 10 followers in, man.
He don't really jump in mine either. It's mainly y'all twos.
Well, he's been busy. He bought some crazy $1 million home
log
or some
cabin,
shit.
Some
log
shit.
Cabin out in the woods and just had a baby and all
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Biggs be having some shit going on in his streams. They got him eating sushi. I jumped into it.
I'm gonna get to that.
go ahead.
Sushi.
Go ahead. Take it.
I'm gonna get to that. So the Persona 4 crew. When I started playing it, there was one of my people in there, Ashad. He's familiar with Persona, but only because of the dancing games. He's only gotten into the dancing games, and then. So we start playing Persona 4. What's going on here?
Secret meeting going on here,
damn it.
I'll show you later.
Right. So, yeah.
Wow.
But I think Denise, for the most part, was new to the game. Nolik is like, that's one of his favorite games, whatever, so he's not new to that game.
Yeah.
But they wanted me, after the first episode, they wanted me to show up to the second stream with sushi because, I mean, number one, I don't really eat sushi. And number two, because I'm playing like a JRPG, they want me to get in tune with the Japanese culture. They wanted me to eat sushi before I started the stream on the second stream. So when I got out of work that day, I went over to fucking Urban Hibachi, got me some Hawaiian rolls, brought it to the crib, started up the stream, and I tried to eat it with like chopsticks, which was the most weird experience ever.
You know so how to use chopsticks?
I don't know how to use chopsticks for
oh,
anything.
Oh, bro.
I didn't even know how to separate them, to be honest. I didn't know they came together.
Of course. Of course he is.
He's a
what? What? Yeah. There's not that hard to use chopsticks.
He worked at Kobe's. He does darts.
I can work at Kobe's.
He's worked at Kobe's. He does darts. He's a cop. He's a painter. Here we go. He's a bowler. What else? I don't even know what else. Too many things. But yeah, they had me eat sushi. The sushi
he was
ended
in,
up
he was in
being
Fast and
good.
Furious 9.
I mean...
The sushi ended up being pretty good, and then we just sat. Sat there and just chilled, enjoyed the stream, and we'd be having good conversations in the stream. We'd be having good talk, and
that's what's cool about the stream.
A lot of the things that happen in Persona 4 is so like off. it just creates conversation. It's not It's not even like I'm playing and they're like asking me shit. Like, are you getting PS5? What do you think?
They're just reacting to what's going on.
Yeah, it's more like I'm reading dialogue from this game, and it's like. Whoa, or like pause, or like what the fuck is wrong with him, or you know, whatever, like battle sequences. Yeah. It's shit. It the game creates good content for the stream. Right. That's why I enjoy streaming it.
I think the time of the day differs too. Cause like my first stream, I had a lot of people come through, a lot of people hung out. I was also like asking them to choose things. Like when it came to upgrading, I'm like, man, should I go with. Same stealth here. or damage
on the last
or whatever.
Of us, that was
and
definitely
then,
a thing.
And Diego was like, "Nah, man, stealth. Stealth is huge. Stealth is huge." And he was the first one to answer, so I'm like, "All right, I'll pick the stealth perk and stuff like that." The second stream, you know, because my time that I decide to choose because it's easier, is between 2 and 4:30 that area. So sometimes people may be working on certain days, not working this or that, you know. But for those who do come in. They do chat majority of the times a lot. Some people just say hi, but they do react because like there was one point where I got attacked by one of those. I think it's called a sawtooth. It's a robot that looks like a saber tooth.
Yeah,
and they were reacting to that. You know.
Yes. Oh shit!
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's pretty awesome. I've never had that because I've streamed before all this, but it was just like.
It was
nothing.
Yeah, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know? So thank you guys for watching our streams and continue to watch our streams and, you know, just give us pointers. You know, let us know what we should do or stop doing or whatever. Uh-huh. Just let us know, man.
Let us know more games to stream. Do you want to see
They keep recommending.
Do you want to watch our
They keep
our
recommending
little,
games that will make me break my PlayStation.
Do y'all want to watch Beerus?
Do you want to watch? Oh, fuck Beerus.
Y'all want to watch?
Do you want to watch
Resident
us in the
Evil
lab?
6?
Do you want to watch us training in the lab? Do you want to watch us play Resident Evil 6? You know,
no
I mean?
One wants to see that.
Yes, they do.
Well, they might want to see it.
We're gonna download it today.
God damn it!
And we're gonna do this.
Fucking Resident Evil 6.
I'm only downloading it if it's on PlayStation Now.
Yeah, same here. All right, so let's get into this docket, man. Let's get here.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot. Might not make it through everything, so it is what it is. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So. They canceling Halloween, man. Dark Horizon 2020 is canceled for Orlando, man.
Yeah.
It's over with, man. So I'm guessing Halloween Horror Nights probably going to be next.
Listen, I was talking to my buddy who works at Disney.
Okay.
He's
not
actually,
so scary Halloween.
He actually, this is so to go along with the whole possible. He works at Epcot. He's been off since, you know, this started. Yeah. He just went back to work today for the first time, which we're happy about because he was threatening moving back home to Alabama with his brother.
Oh, shit.
Because, I mean, he hasn't been getting paid in a few weeks.
Right.
Oh, he's not getting the unemployment and all that extra
shit? They stopped
shit.
All that.
Fuck.
He had to use his vacation time. He used 5 weeks of vacation time that he had saved
shit,
up.
Oh, shit, it's over.
Just to get paid, and now he has... Basically Nothing. Starting all
Sorry,
over.
Sorry, my vacation time going to Japan, baby. Fuck that.
So
fuck
anyway, what he's saying is the only thing that sucks is they're only allowing 20,000 people or 12,000 people in the park at once at Epcot.
Mm-hmm. And that's including employees or just?
I think that's just
customers.
I meant to ask that question.
Okay.
But I think it's just customers. Okay. I think they have their number.
Right.
And then an extra like 11 to 12,000 people.
Right.
In the whole park. You know what their capacity is?
Triple that?
I think he said it was like 86,000.
Damn. I was going to say 12,000 people, that's still a fucking lot. But
Magic,
I guess I don't,
Magic,
that
ain't not
for
a place like that.
Yeah,
not for a place like that.
I guess I don't realize it when
Magic
I'm walking around.
Magic Kingdom max capacity is 100,000. And yeah. they maxed that out numerous times in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you average 80, 90,000 and then you're like, well, we're only going to let in 15.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
At $100 a pop.
Damn.
Yeah, that's just,
that's
crazy.
That's a lot of money loss.
I mean, but they got
to. So, I don't see, but this is a thing that, going back to what you were saying with the whole Halloween Horror Nights, this is what Disney is doing. They're doing co-events. So they used to have like Food and Wine was one event.
Yeah.
And then like the Flower and Garden was one event.
Yeah.
They're combining them. For one event.
So they're going to do Halloween Horror Night in the Universal Universe event. That's the Christian event that happens like a month before.
Is it going to be a scary sip? Like a scary wine sip? It's going to be a scary sip?
No, what's crazy
like
is that
scary sipping?
Scary sipping. What's always been weird is that Universal always had like their Christian concert event, mm-hmm. like literally a month before Halloween Horror Night.
That'd be weird though.
They would put those together. That'd be the weirdest.
That'd be weird. You all right?
I'm good.
Corona?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yo, I forgot to mention that before we were here, I was at a car meet at a Cars and Coffee for a couple hours.
I was going to say, don't say the wrong thing, Stills.
And of course, you know, I have airbags on my STI, and people wanted to see the trunk set up. So I opened the trunk. What was in there? A Corona bottle cap. They're like, oh, shit, I can't touch your car. I'm going to catch the Rona.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Next on the docket. NBA provides the first look inside Orlando's bubble.
That doesn't
photo.
That looks fucking crazy. Finish it, but I have
photo of
to
the
say
team practice floor being set up in the hotels, man. They got the, if you haven't seen already, just Google NBA practice and you will see photos of literally the courts being set up in the conference halls of hotels in Orlando,
yes.
which looks crazy.
Yes.
Seeing the NBA Miami Heat floor next to, like, what was it, the Pacers?
I'm looking at it right now.
Like, it was just crazy.
Yeah,
like,
Pacers, Miami. Oh, it's like the whole court.
Yes, it's the whole thing.
I thought it was just part of that. Damn, those ballrooms are that big that you can fit multiple courts in there?
Yes.
They made them that big. Fuck that.
Please put like a picture-in-picture in this video at this point. Please.
There's the Magic. Bro. You can tell that's in Orlando, the Magic's one.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't understand that. And you can see, like, they're not even trying to, like, fake it. Like,
it looks professional.
But what I'm saying is they're not even trying to fake it, like, we're in our all-new emergency stadium. No, motherfucker. It's a conference room, and we can all see it. The sliding slitter doors and all that shit. We can all see it. And it's, like, hardwood floor. On top of carpet.
Hey, all I know is that gives me an idea for my wedding.
Shit.
My reception.
Wow.
Lead the wood, baby.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Think about when they throw the bouquet.
Rose is gonna hear that part and go, not in my eyes.
It's over.
That ain't happening.
If you think you have an indoor wedding, it's over.
I mean, you're not wrong with indoor wedding, but at a basketball court.
No, that's...
Trav wedding going to be on the beach, bro.
Hell no.
It's going to be on the beach.
No.
I can see it now.
No.
He's got to have some sort of
stadium. If Rose say, yeah, it's on the beach.
No.
He's got to have some sort of stage, man.
I've been to beach weddings.
The girls got to jump off the stage
and shit, right? And I hate
them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sand, and there's a lot of heat, and there's a lot of bullshit that comes with beach weddings. There's a lot of wind, a lot of gust.
They going to get married on the beach in a wrestling ring.
Oh shit!
Yeah, all right, so yeah. The tax collector Shia LaBeouf. Is it Shay or Shia?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia.
He ain't been in a movie for how long? Well, he's been in the like indie movies. Now he's back to the big screen.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's back, guys. Even Steven is back.
Even Steven's back, baby. Back in the day, not gonna lie.
He's back, guys.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the trailer?
Yes.
The tax collector.
It is.
He's Mexican. He's lit.
The Desperado Wick.
The Desperado Wick.
That is it.
Juan Wick.
We're getting canceled. All right. So.
Oh, shit. Instead of John Wick.
If you haven't seen already, man, they got the Tax Collector movie coming out. Mm-hmm. It's made by the same people behind End of Watch, which is an awesome movie. You haven't seen it.
It is
Training
a
Day.
Very sad movie.
If you haven't seen it, yeah, the
End
ending.
Of Watch is very sad, but it's amazing. It's yeah. a really good movie.
You don't even see that coming.
No, like, you don't. When I keep going. I might start crying.
He's going to get into it.
But. I might start crying, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, how y'all feel about it? Y'all feel like he's back? You feel like that role might set him back into the box office? Like, he's been missing since Transformers.
Here's the thing. I hope it's not going to be one of those we've already seen this kind of moments.
What are you laughing about, bro?
I hope. Like he hopes. Like it's well, 100.
No, no. He's seen the script.
The video, the trailer looked really good.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, it has a lot of similarities to Training Day. Like you can tell, who made Training Day made this.
Right. Before they even said anything. It was like, yeah, damn.
I didn't need for them to say, made by the producers of Training Day. I could easily said, yo, this shit looks like Training Day.
So, you know? So just like with you and FF7, I can watch this movie and enjoy it more because I haven't seen Training Day?
You never seen Training Day?
Wait, what? Pause. Unrecord. Stop recording.
Stop recording. No,
I don't think I have.
Not in my memory, at least. I don't think I have. Or that other one y'all was talking about.
End of Watch?
I watch anime, bro. I do not watch these are good movies. Shows. These are I don't movies, watch man. That stuff.
People die. People do drugs. There's titties.
Oh, there's titties?
There's titties.
Oh.
Yes.
Crooked Ava, cops. Ava
Crooked cops.
Titties.
L.A.
Come on now. You got to watch Training Day, man.
Yeah, Training Day at least.
You got to watch Training Day. Ava Mendez.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Maybe not by name. Maybe by face.
Fast and the Furious 2. The hidden, the undercover cop. The chick.
Spanish chick.
Spanish chick.
Yes.
That's Ava Mendez.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Her titties. Come to the crib.
One. We could see her breasts. Up.
That's my number one.
So in Training Day, you're going to
she live in the hood too.
So what you're guaranteeing me right now is that I will see that lady's breasts in Training Day.
I'm not guaranteeing any of that. Yeah. You, I'm not guaranteeing none of that. Yeah. I'm not guaranteeing women.
You see it. Wait, what?
So yes, I will?
You see it, did
it. Okay, I'll say, okay.
Then that's not what you watch movies okay. for.
Well,
listen.
All right, so that was it for the BS dockets.
I thought we were already on.
No. I got something for the Shia LaBeouf thing, damn it.
Yeah, we never really finished talking about that.
All right, go ahead.
Did you have anything else? Because I only have like one thing to say.
You got to watch Training Day. All
right, so that's what he... Okay. All
right. Yeah, I'm watching it.
I'm watching Tax Collector. It looks good.
I'm going to watch it too.
I just hope it's not too familiar.
I'm cool.
I'm leaving with that.
I'm going to watch it too. It looks good. The only thing I got to say is that Shia LaBeouf has not... With that trailer, he has not sold me with that role. Not really? he hasn't sold me. Like, he doesn't look intimidating to me. And I can see he's like acting like it, and he's probably gonna do the role good. But to me, it's like I'm not intimidated by that character right now.
And then his slight serious / still comedic self in Transformers. That's like me with Ben Affleck being fucking Batman and Justice same. League.
Yeah.
I can't see it without
J-Lo. I'm like,
even with people saying,
you and J-Lo's
video. Did a great job. I don't care. Like, that's just.
I guess I don't know how he's going to tackle. How is he going to. Is he going to be like a laid back kind of. Is he going to be all serious? Is he going to be laid
all
back?
About
is he
going
to throw here and there, like jokes here and there?
Right. I think that's going to be all serious.
What I remember from him is that every movie he ever played in, I doubted him. And then I watched it and I liked the movie. So that's how I feel.
The one where they were selling moonshine, I like that movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like every movie that I ever doubted him, like that one when like the CIA is after him, Eagle Eye or whatever it was called.
Eagle Eye, that one wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
And he played more serious in that one. Right. He wasn't that.
Right. So it was like every movie I ever doubted him in, he proved. Delivered. And he did a lot of like low key, he's been doing a lot of indie movies that's been on serious tones.
Yeah. But like, can he not be John Wick Desperado serious?
Juan Wick.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I haven't seen him in that light yet. Can he strike fair in the audience?
Yeah, is he Mission Impossible
It's exactly how I felt with Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. I've never seen him in that light.
Right, so but he did a good job.
He did an amazing job.
I love that movie.
He did an awesome job. So I'm ready to be impressed by Shia LaBeouf.
The mustache, bro.
Yes.
It's going to be all about the mustache.
That's a good mustache. It is a good mustache.
The mustache.
Oh my God, Juan
Wick.
Juan Wick.
Go check out the trailer if you haven't already. Yes. I'm not sure when that movie's coming out because of COVID. That shit might. Hopefully, it's not like on demand.
It's 2023, baby.
I hope it comes out next year where we can see it in big screen IMAX or something.
Yeah, that definitely needs a IMAX type feel. Yeah. The whole 4D shit, 3D shit, whatever.
I don't hear baseball versus COVID.
Oh, well, to go along with the basketball shit, you know, they tested X amount of people, you know, got tested positive. Same with the NHL. Mm-hmm. Baseball had their first round of COVID testing, and 33 players tested positive.
Holy shit.
With no signs.
You know what's so crazy?
A lot of people got it, period.
It's like the first time. I don't know. It's like the first time they get tested, it's like, yeah, we got a bunch of people positive, and they probably didn't even, like, fucking know.
Sneeze, right?
It was like,
they didn't even sneeze.
That's, okay, we're positive.
What's his name? Jimmy Johnson from NASCAR. He was as healthy as can be, felt fine, felt perfect, whatever. He raced the first races of the season. This is supposed to be his, you know, farewell season or last dance or whatever you want to call it. Okay. This is his retirement season, whatever. Yeah. And I guess when it got his name called to get tested, because, you know, they don't do everyone all at once.
Right, right.
Every few days they do here, few there. He just randomly got tested positive, but he feels as healthy as an ox.
Yeah, it all depends on...
That's called asymptomatic,
Asymptomatic,
right?
He says it's asymptomatic.
This thing is just weird, period.
Yeah, because it's like...
Hopefully this thing gets figured out and they crack
the code. I can almost guarantee you, if they said everyone needs to go on record and at least get tested once...
It's probably going to get to that.
It's going to be astronomical.
I think it's going to get to that. I feel like before you, like, for the kids that's going back to school, they're mandatory to get tested.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel like it's like The Walking Dead when they find out... everyone has the virus. They just don't know what it is.
Mm.
Everyone has it
in
them.
It's not awakened yet.
When you die, you become a zombie, no matter what.
That's fucking crazy.
It's starting to seem like that's what this is. Everyone has it.
Everyone who touches air.
It's just
COVID. All right,
depending on how you react to it.
Everyone who touches the sunlight.
This is crazy.
Because everyone's been all a lot of these people have been in their bubbles. All these athletes have been in their bubbles. They've been at home. They haven't been doing anything. And then people are still getting tested positive, man. I'm telling you, all this shit don't matter. Your mask ain't going to save you. Your gloves ain't going to save you. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
All right, man. With that being said, man, that it for some BS? Ready to get into some PS?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, man. PS, baby. 2K21, man. We jinxed it last episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. We raised the price.
Yeah.
We did it.
I think we did. I think we did. I think we did.
If you don't know already.
I ain't paying people. I don't want to say we did it. I'm not co-signing that. Because then they're going to be like, well, you got to pay the extra $10 or something. Some bullshit.
Oh, no.
Some bullshit.
Right now, so if you haven't already seen, 2K is pretty much the first game to come out with their prices for the first PS5 game. Mm-hmm. Standard edition NBA 2K21 is coming out $69.99.
However, maybe we didn't jinx it. Because what did we say last week? It's either same price, shorter game.
Right.
A little more expensive, full game.
Right.
This is a full game. They can't shorten a 2K.
Correct.
So we were correct. We didn't jinx it.
I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen this soon.
I knew it was going to
go. We spoke about it last week, and it came out last week.
Right.
The news came out last week.
Right. It broke last week.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
So how do y'all feel about it?
I'm fine with it. It is what it is.
I mean, I wasn't buying 2K for 60, so it doesn't matter.
I was expecting it. I'm fully expecting these games to be more expensive. I'm fully expecting the controls to be more. I'm expecting everything to be more expensive. People are already posting, oh my God, I can't believe it's $70. Listen, when you buy the game, it's $63 after taxes.
Yeah.
So what's,
that's why I buy digital. No taxes, baby.
Well, if you buy hard copy.
Yes.
You could, because I still slightly buy both here or there.
Yeah, same here.
Depending on where the sales are at.
Same here.
Yeah,
and with that being said, all y'all that killed me in the comments about that $50 Cyberpunk, go ahead and just check Amazon, man. It's there. Google it. It was there.
Bro, you should have seen this guy in the chat.
I'm here.
You should have seen. Man, why are they coming after me, foe? Blah, 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 blah. Damn, all right. Well, I guess they right, this and that. And all of a sudden he goes, man, I knew I was right. And he put all these screenshots.
Oh, yes.
Boom, 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 boom.
Y'all lucky I can't screenshot a comment, baby. I'm joking. Hey, keep going.
He's putting screenshots in the comments.
Yeah. But I highly expected it to be $70. So, I mean,
a lot of my people not happy about it, but
I think it boils down to, if you probably bought four games a year, it might dwindle down to three. Like, I don't think it's going to change. For people that are, like, don't have the extra funds, especially with COVID knocking people's wallets out of the park.
Stay on PS4.
Hmm?
Damn. That's the answer.
Stay on
PS4, then.
Damn
it, man.
That's what happened from 3 to 4. Damn. All my friends were like, man, I can't afford it, so I'm just going to stay on the 3.
Dude, once
so
I got
us
the 4.
Who bought the 4 kept the 3 so we can keep playing.
Have you ever looked at
people.
A PS3 game?
Like right now?
Yeah, have you ever like looked at it? Like once you got the 4, did you ever like go over to a buddy's that still had the 3
I had
looked
both. At it? Just going from Call of Duty
my
Ghost
eyes
from PS3
to
4. Yeah, it was drastically different.
Right.
It was drastically different. But there was a lot of people that were like, no, I'm not going to buy the 4. I'm going to stay on the 3. All right, then you stay on the 3.
One of my closest friends, I never admitted this to him. I always try to just find any other way to explain it, but this is exactly how I went. One of my closest friends right now to date only became my closest friend to date because he had the PS4 at the same time I did.
To date, to now.
Oh, because he had PS4 at the same time. No, none of my homeboys, they all was like, I'm sticking
with
PS3. And it's
they waited for the discount. They waited for Black Friday.
I had to ship off rip. So then the other guy, we weren't as close on PS3. Right. But
y'all got tight.
We found out we both was the only ones with PS4. Yeah. It was like,
I was the same way. There was a couple people that only had PS4. And we're like,
same here.
And we'd get on. They'd be like, we'd have like our own little side. Like we'd be on PS4 in a chat. Oh, man, all these people are on. And we just went, they got the 3.
Yeah, they on PS3.
We paid for the 4, so let's play him.
Oh God!
So we play a little bit, and then we get back with.
If they
them.
Ever do but like I mean, a linked party chat with 4 and 5, I'm gonna be making known. Like, yo, I'm on PS5, y'all. Yeah, I don't know about y'all.
That's like you on PC playing with us. Yeah. You know, so you're like, I'm on PC.
So just to keep this moving, so how y'all feel about this game being pretty much one of the first games to not be a free upgrade, essentially?
Because it is.
You can't buy the base. Copy of NBA 2K and get the base copy of PS5. You cannot. You can only if you buy the Mamba.
If you buy the
$100 version, which is pretty much you buying the game twice.
Yeah, if you buy the edition, the special edition, then you get the base game for the next gen.
Right,
free
base game.
You don't go base game to base game.
When PS3 to 4.
Uh huh.
Not all the games are free upgrades either.
But I mean,
like Call of Duty was 10 or 20 bucks you had to pay to get the upgrade.
Ghost,
right? But this generation, it seems like a lot of games are coming out saying like Valhalla,
this
Cyberpunk.
What he's saying is Grand this is Theft the Auto. Standard of this
like,
new
people
generation.
Are, people are coming
free
out saying,
smart
"Hey,
delivery.
Madden 20, Madden
2K said, no, I need mine."
that's my VC,
them.
Baby.
Yeah, that's on them, and that's how they're getting you. They're giving you all the VC.
Yeah.
Last year when I got the Dwayne Wade edition, I think it only came with like 75,000 VC. They're giving you 100,000 now.
Yeah, I'm just gonna buy the PS5.
Plus
I'm,
all the
I'm
Sapphire.
You're not buying the game, and neither am I.
What do you mean?
Because you don't buy 2K, and I don't buy 2K.
I
either.
Always end up buying like all the sports games.
You're buying WWE.
NBA. Once the new system comes out and there's only like 5 games on the shelf, I'm gonna buy the 5 games that are on the shelf. And normally it's like NBA, Madden. Golf.
Racing.
Right. It's going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? For that first month, it's going to be pretty dry on the shelf. Like, it's going to be that first year of drip feed.
I'm
going to
be on hella free to play.
I am getting the Mamba edition, though.
Same here. I love the cover.
Yeah.
Mamba.
RIP,
I just feel like it's a little.
One of the goats.
I don't know. I feel like all 4 copies should have been him.
They stopped doing that a while ago though because they didn't want to just I guess leave it to just one person.
I just feel like if I'm a Kobe fan and my mom or I'm a kid and my mom can't afford the $100 game or she doesn't see that's valid in her eyes or you can't afford it and you're a big Kobe fan and you're like SOL pretty much. You're like, damn, I can't even.
Yeah, but you got Dame Dollar.
I feel like 3 cover athletes is kind of a lot too. Like I understand.
You bought his mixtape.
Well, that's he does have one.
I know. I said you bought his mixtape.
No, but that's only because it's PS5. PS5 wasn't coming out, then Zion wouldn't be on any cover. It'd just be Dame and Kobe.
Right.
I do. I still. Think
I feel like
right,
that's a slap
though.
In Dame's face.
Too many.
It
should have
been Dame and then Kobe the rest of them.
Right.
If they want to do something like that. You know, why put Zion on there?
And Damian Lillard, he's been doing like work.
Zion hasn't even
Damian Lillard is one of the coldest.
Right.
Coldest.
That's like a slap in the face.
He's basically ludicrous
so
in a rap game.
He
right.
He had a good season.
Yes.
He's ludicrous in a rap game.
Okay.
And
I'm
Zion
not
has not.
Up.
I mean, unfortunately, Zion just started.
He can battle with some of the best, but he's very underrated.
Zion just
started.
That's
how Dame is.
I'm trying to think. Did they put LeBron, his rookie year, on any games?
I don't think his rookie.
What's crazy about the
this
Zion
is Zion's thing, rookie year.
What's crazy about the Zion thing is he's
and barely pushing this man. Sweat tracing on the trailer. Like,
but
hasn't he barely played?
Yeah, because this was his first season.
So he was hurt, right, or something like that. He barely
played.
He did get hurt.
So I know a lot of people were upset with that. It's like, man, this man barely played the fucking season.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. There was a big upside when LeBron came in, and then he became what he became.
Right.
Zion is the first person to come out of school like
a beast, a fucking beast.
They're expecting him to be the next LeBron.
Right.
Okay.
So they
I just hope he doesn't go out like D Rose
early. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with it 100%.
So they're pushing the envelope, trying to get him out there early.
Early, because they feel like he's
they putting a franchise on his back. Okay. Yeah. Period.
Yeah, they think he's.
They're setting him up for a fucking legendary story.
He is Lex of PS and BS. No.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
Godfall.
So y'all buy. So you're buying. I'm buying.
100%.
Not buying. All right.
I wouldn't. I don't really.
You don't want to sweat tracing?
Don't play sports.
I was gonna buy the 2K20 just for the Dwayne Wade picture, and so I found out I just download the motherfucker. I'm gonna pay for it because that cover's sexy.
Yes, it
do
is.
You want it?
No, just
I'll give you mine. I don't care.
Oh my god! All right, man.
I don't even
so
know what that covers up.
Let's knock this out, man. The actress who plays Abby in The Last of Us 2, Laura Bailey, is getting death threats.
That's like asinine.
I mean, crazy. I mean,
first of all, nobody should be sending death threats.
Wasn't there characters in oh my god, Game of Thrones that was getting death threats too?
Everybody gets death threats.
I'm pretty sure that kid, the prince, whatever, that time the king.
I think
I'm pretty sure he would be one of them,
because I remember him saying that he was just out walking one day. And then someone started yelling at him. Not shooting at him, but
shooting at him.
Why do you always go to the
extreme?
Hey, you!
Like, yo, like, no one's doing that.
Wow.
I'm just thinking.
No one's doing that.
No.
You!
No. I just see people were like, this is for the Starks!
Oh, no. Throwing eggs at him and shit. No.
Yo, I read some shit where he used to catch a lot of flack. And then the girl that plays Cersei, too.
Wow.
Caught a lot of flack for playing the kind of characters that. Oh, and no. The biggest one was the Rob guy. The one that raped Sansa.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Rob. I forgot his last name.
But that shit.
This thing with Abby would only make sense if she actually looks like Abby. Does she look like Abby?
No. She's just fucking.
No.
If I saw Abby,
if she was her twin. It doesn't matter if she's the twin of Abby. She's a fucking actor. They're all actors. Yeah.
But y'all chill.
What
the actor says is, as crazy as that sounds about getting death threats, that shows validation that they played that character.
Yeah, of course.
100% correct. If they can make you feel something like that, then they did their job.
Right.
It's just still fucked up. It is messed up that they're.
Y'all just mad.
Yeah, I'm just using my platform just to say I'm not co-signing the death threats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like, I feel like if you do something
there
like that.
There was a lot of. This was something that I wanted to bring up in our little.
I'll trip her, but
spoiler cast. Yeah. But, you know, we all know how that went.
I hated it.
There
Abby.
Was a lot of crazy deaths. All right, I'm just going to say.
Yeah,
Ghost from Modern Warfare 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Ghost, wow. Yeah.
Big.
Shepard.
Crazy, yes. Wasn't there a big one in Mass Effect?
Yes.
One of the big guys?
But they end up fucking rewriting that shit. They come up with
Cade 6. I know people who stopped playing Destiny because they killed.
I was almost
Cade 6.
I'm still hoping that I'm going to see a trailer for one of them. And they're going to bring him back somehow.
Exactly,
because he was a robot, so they could probably
In Shadowkeep, I thought they were going to find a way to bring him back.
There has to be something.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like all these main characters, and that was going to be one of my arguing points on everyone's like, oh, but they killed Joel. He's a big guy. It's like, well, Cade 6 caught it.
But I feel like they did K6,
you know,
because they wanted people.
Good.
They wanted to go viral with that shit. With the K6 thing, I think they just wanted to. They wanted to get some.
Something to talk about.
Yeah, just to have something to talk about.
To get ready for the next update.
But here's the thing. If anybody else died, they wouldn't have gotten that
right.
same.
Nobody would have gave a fuck.
If Zavala would have died, I would have clapped that shit out. I would have been like, finally. He did something.
Babby would have died. I would have clapped that shit out. I'm not gonna lie. I don't co-sign the death threats. Of course, because
yes,
like,
who are
we as gamers and as consumers of makes this product to just curse the creator? I mean, no matter how her character ended up or how her performance was, she still put in countless hours in the booth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Getting expressions down. Also, not only just voice acting, it's a lot of mocap in those games. Like, she was dressing up in the fucking light bulb suit and moving her ass around. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to respect the grind of the actual production. But I will say, if I saw Abby in real life and she actually looked like Abby, I'd probably trip her. But not death threats. I'd probably trip her. 100%.
Shit.
I'd probably trip her. That's just that's my mild act of rebellion. I'll just do that.
All right,
I'll spill her drink.
So Warzone, guys. 200 players. Who played it?
Haven't tried it yet.
I haven't.
I'm not playing.
I'm question mark playing 150. Let alone, I mean, 200. It's like when you play the 150, there's no safe place to land.
Nope.
No. What the 200? So that's just an extra 50 people shooting you as you're flying down. 50 more people trying to shoot you as you're flying down. 50 more people spread around.
Absolutely need to get
100
rid of that.
Is the sweet.
That is stupid.
They absolutely need to get rid of that whole flying. Let me hit fire my fucking pistol while I'm falling down. Like, that shit is so stupid.
That is ridiculous. It's like I get into this game and I can't even. I land if I survive. This guy trying to cheese me out. I already got to start looking for armor and shit. You know, it's like, that part of the game pisses me off. It's ridiculous.
I'm not. 200. That does not amuse me.
What about the?
Not even the 50 versus.
What about
50,
the rumors
the whole rumble? Where they did the 50 versus 50?
That don't amuse me.
I saw a meme where it's like, oh, every Rumble lobby ever, they show a guy and he peeks up, all you see is sniper.
All the lights.
From the scopes. Bro, I played it one time. I'm like, let me give this a chance. Let me give this a shot. And it was over there around the military base area.
Because
they do different sections of the map.
Yeah.
And came down, no problem. I know I'm all my team's on this side of the map. Cool, started running towards the building. I went like this one time. And went like this and went, nope.
You saw all those reflections.
All the reflections. All of
the lights in here, baby.
Everyone's just sitting back freaking waiting for you to come across just to get sniped.
That shit is crazy, man. I'm cool, man.
I'm good.
It's ridiculous.
I'm good.
200, I may try it once just to humor.
Right.
Humor me.
Speaking of Battle Royale, so you say you are going to play it before I go?
I might try it once just to see, but I already think 150 is too much.
All right. You?
Nah.
Please?
Nah.
Especially with the gulag and being able to pay your friends
gulag
back.
Gulag going
to
be lit.
Shit like that. It's like, yo, these games are going to be
the
40 minutes long.
The game's going to be,
Oh, shit, that's right.
And that's one thing I liked about, like, Apex. Is that the games are like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, in and
out. You're pushing the final at least.
Yes, sir.
You know, not 40-minute fucking games. Just to go all the way down there, get killed, and get to start all over. All right,
toxic, you baby. Ubisoft, they're joining the Battle Royale craze.
Yep.
Hyperspace.
You think
not on, it's not
is
on
it
PlayStation
hyperspace
yet.
Hyperspace or Hyperscape?
Oh shit, Scape. I'm sorry, my bad.
Okay. I didn't know for real.
I looked down and I just, okay.
Hyperscape.
Hyperscape.
Think they're a little too late to the game? Or?
I think they're too fucking late. And I looked at the gameplay. It looks like a little bit of Apex with some gadgets.
The thing is, you say that, but then you look at the game, you look at a game like Valorant that was super late to the MOBA game.
But that's lit.
It has been the craze of streamers as of late. So
that's
it's
PC
like,
only, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it's supposed to be coming sooner or later, right? Yeah.
They're always like beta.
Yeah, like right now, Hyperscape is beta on PC, but it is stated for console release.
So like they could be too late. It only it all depends on the hit or miss of the actual game.
I'm thinking those are coming
out
PS5.
On how the fans receive it too.
Yeah, because when Apex first came out, that's how it was. They're like, oh, it's another battle royale.
But then you actually played it.
It was fun.
Right.
But I mean. At that time, you only had what? PUBG and H1Z1?
What are you talking about? For Apex?
And Fortnite?
When
Apex came out,
three. Right, the top
now
dogs.
You have those three, plus Apex, plus
Spellbreak,
plus what was the other
Royale.
One? What was the other one for?
Dawson Project, Project.
Blackout, you also had Blackout.
Blackout.
You know, so I mean, it's like
a lot,
there's a lot of them.
I know, I'm still going to check it out. I saw the little abilities. Yeah, that kind of interests me, like the going invisible, throwing the wall up, all that shit.
Didn't you mention that you're able to pick up abilities on the ground?
And spell break. I don't know about this one. I don't know how this one goes. I was talking about spell break. Okay. Spell break is where it's cool.
I think that's what my cousins were saying. That one too. You can find powers and abilities.
Spellbreak a console killer.
That would be kind of crazy, because what if, like in Fortnite, if you were playing Wraith and then all of a sudden you can pick up the grappling hook of the Pathfinder?
In Fortnite, if you're playing Wraith?
Apex. I said Fortnite.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, I duly apologize, Apex. That was so wrong of me. I'm sorry. I'll never compare you to that shit again.
Oh.
All right, continue.
All right, man. So y'all playing it when it comes eventually to the consoles?
I mean, I may give it a shot because I'm pretty sure my cousins are going to try it. All right. But I don't. We'll see what happens.
How about you?
I'll try. I mean, it's on PC now, right?
No.
So I think you've had to pay for. Yeah. Spellbreak, you got to pay for.
Not buying it.
H1Z1, you got to pay for it.
No, it's free.
Not the other one, PUBG.
No, that's
PUBG,
free.
You got to pay for.
PUBG, you got
to
pay.
You had to in the beginning, yeah.
Oh, it's free now?
I don't know if it's free now.
I tried it and I didn't pay for it, so.
You did have to pay for it, though, once upon a time.
Yeah, so Darwin Project, that's free,
that's
right?
Why Fortnite got the upper leg on it.
Because it's
Fortnite
free.
Was free at
so,
the time.
So then they must have won
Blackout.
After
Blackout
that.
Wasn't free.
Yeah, you had to buy the game.
You had to buy the game, right.
So Warzone, they separated it.
So Warzone is free.
Because you don't have to have the game.
Right, you don't
Blackout,
have to.
Blackout, they didn't do it.
Blackout, you had to have Blackout.
Because they did that instead of the campaign. That was their way of
right
charging for it, but
right same right. But all I'm saying is that rule of thumb: if you have a battle royale, if the shit ain't free, it ain't for me.
Yeah, I'm not paying for something that I'm gonna try once or twice.
I'll go to Apex. I'm cool.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather play Warzone. Apex then or Warzone. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving forward, man. Westworld creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy are teaming up with Bethesda Game Studios for an Amazon Studios show based on Fallout. Fallout, baby. Get in the TV show.
I think I'd rather watch it than play it, so I'd probably give it a shot.
You don't like Fallout?
I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. The Cyberpunk.
I don't like those type of RPGs.
I love those. I love
them. That's too much.
I'm anticipating a different Amazon show more than that.
Which one? The Boys?
The Boys, of course. But Amazon has also been in early works of adapting the Promised Neverland anime to a live action, so I'm anticipating that one.
Okay.
That's what's on my mind right now.
What about the HBO live action?
Ellie.
Last of Us.
I mean,
I got to check it out just to check it out.
Yeah.
I at least got to do one episode.
Jamie, the Kingslayer.
And I have Lannister HBO Max. So.
As Joel. But when he's like older in the seasons with all the fucking beard and shit, I think he'd do good.
I'll check it out.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brian Reckful Bernstein. He unfortunately passed away, and they threw him a memorial in World of Warcraft. Yeah,
the WoW guy in Hearthstone. Yeah, streamer.
Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like to see things when they do that in games. Like,
yeah,
I remember what I said last time?
I watched the video
that the Final Fantasy 14 thing. They be doing that. That's MMO shit, bro.
Yeah, throw me a party on GTA, baby.
You do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Pull the whips out in GTA for me, man.
Yeah, everyone do burnouts. Make sure you got the blue smoke on for me.
Blue smoke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is dope.
It's pretty dope.
MMO, the communities and MMOs are always fucking gold.
The gaming community,
so you have to give it to them. When
gaming
it comes to
community,
like that.
Period, is dope. Period.
Except Warzone.
Jesus. It's toxic.
There's some toxic communities out there. There is. I'll just keep it at that.
All right. Let's throw this one out there, man. Horizon Zero Dawn on PC, man. How y'all guys feeling about that, man? Another PlayStation exclusive, not exclusive anymore.
I know
Xbox got a lot of flack when they started throwing Halos on PCs and all their exclusive, all the PlayStation stands was coming out, killing Xbox. Like, oh, y'all ain't got no exclusives.
Consoles are not going to have anything left if they put everything on PC.
And I'm telling you, that's what's coming. That's what's going to come.
Someone said in one of the, I don't know if it was our comments or one of the gamer pages that I'm on,
yeah,
is that it's going to get to a point to where you don't need an Xbox.
You don't.
No,
you
just, right you, now
at this
you
point
don't
you don't
play it on a PC.
No, right this, now
right now you don't.
So it's like, just build a PC.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what I'm saying. If moving forward, I have no like let me get an Xbox Series One or build a PC. I'd rather build a PC and get Game Pass.
You build a PC.
I'd rather do that too. Yeah. Because the only game I would ever want to get from there is the ability to be able to play Killer Instinct. So.
Oh.
Other than that, I don't need.
If I had an extra controller,
I won't need an extra. Show
up.
I built a PC and play Xbox, 3DS.
I have said Forza.
Right.
I have said Forza the past couple of years, but
surprised you can get like
GT7 about to get that Vendetta crown back.
I got Five for New York on my PC.
Oh, you played it? How's it feel?
You can, with the emulator, you can even boost the emulation settings, put that bitch on 32 times graphics, smooth corners.
God, man. I want it so bad.
It does look clean.
Blood tracing?
Blood tracing.
It's fish tracing. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, man.
I'll try this Horizon.
I'll
try it at least.
PC.
To see how it looks, to see, you know, like the
They
difference.
Said it's like uncapped
Don't
frame
know if I'll
rates.
Do a whole playthrough, but. Yeah,
like, it looks. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll see how it looks. I know Lex is gonna do the same. He's gonna just.
I'm
get
pretty
it
sure all the Persona's gonna end looks. Up since Golden's on there now. I'm pretty sure Persona's collection's gonna end up.
Yeah, I would love 3 because that's an actual game that you can see the difference on. Like, if you put Persona 5 on there, it's like Persona 5 gonna look like that no matter what system is on.
Right.
Persona 3 actually has like bad graphics, so I want to see how the PC revives that. But yeah, PC gonna do it.
All right, man. So we're looking forward to the merge of PC and
not
console.
Everything. Not everything.
Not everything.
Not everything.
So Ratchet and Clank, Spider-Man Morales, no PC?
No. Keep some on the console, bro, because then console's not going to have shit. Keep something on the damn console.
I just feel like this new generation is going to be, the next generation is going to be a very gray area
like
when it comes to
exclusives. That's like all the clothing brands having their shit in Walmart.
It's going to be very like everything's going to be timed exclusives. I'm telling you, because once you realize like how much like I think Persona, matter of fact, Horizon Zero Dawn, like that's one of the number one pre-ordered games on PC right now. Mm-hmm. Like once they realize, hold on, we can make money again on the same game just by re-releasing it on PC.
Yep. Kingdom Hearts.
It's all about numbers at that point.
Kingdom Hearts, baby.
Yeah, but that game's old enough.
7 releases.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Everything's going to be timed exclusive. So it'll be on PlayStation for 2 years and then redrop it.
Yeah, and we had an episode about that too. I remember that.
I'm cool with that if they like timed exclusive and then redrop it.
Simultaneous drop now.
All right, but only the PC.
That's pretty much everything I got for PlayStation, man. There's some other stuff on here, but it's not even that big deals, you know. Test drive coming soon.
With that being said...
Is it time?
Yes, we're doing it.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you looked up game release.
We're back.
Huh?
I hope you looked up game release.
Live from PS&B Studios. Steely Big News.
Lex, call
on
him, please.
Channel 3.
Hell
with
OVO
Biggs and Resident Steels. Take it away, guys.
I don't even know what to look up.
Steels is going to call Lex now. He ain't looking up no game releases.
I don't think anything coming out, to
I
be
got,
honest.
I only have a couple of DLC/update/patch news. Again, guys, welcome to Steely Biggs News, the temporary news source, which may become permanent if Lex don't get his fucking act together, right?
I'm thinking they're gonna cancel Steely Biggs News after this one. I didn't get no news from that.
Yeah, bro, right? I didn't learn anything. Where's Lex?
We need Lex.
Yeah.
No game of the week.
That's the thing.
No news.
Yeah, there's
what
nothing.
Is this? This is just right. BS.
So I'm Biggs. I'm with Steels here. We're gonna go over some news.
Yurt.
First, I have, and Steels mentioned this earlier.
I did.
Monster Hunter World.
Oh.
The legendary blazing black dragon. Alatreon is looming over the new world, wielding the unstoppable power of all known elements. Hunters, gear up and get ready for one of the most intense and dynamic hunts in Monster Hunter World, Iceborne. Confront the blazing black dragon in Iceborne starting July 9th, 2020.
No.
Coming soon.
I got the list right here.
So if you're on Monster Hunter
July
World.
July 17th is the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're on Monster Hunter World, make sure you go slay that blazing black dragon and make sure Steels goes with you.
I just saw the ice dragon yesterday. That's what I'm going after now.
Something that we all probably already saw already. Fortnite, Captain America, merge.
What?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
I don't know. Assemble. Fortnite still exists?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Avengers Assemble. In Fortnite this week, you get the first Avenger, Captain America. Armed with his indestructible shield and iron will, Super Soldier Captain America will take on any obstacle thrown his way. Grab the Captain America outfit now.
Yeah, I'm not playing Fortnite until they put the PS and BS Bull as a playable character in
what
Fortnite.
What'll be his weapon?
But here's the thing.
The mic.
The mic and the fucking controller.
Here's the thing. The characters don't matter.
Yes.
The characters don't matter?
No.
They're just cosmetic.
What if it actually comes with the shield and you throw that motherfucker? What if you actually do
no.
that? No. No? What do you mean? They won't do it or no? That's not
no, that's
good.
Not, no, this is... No, both.
Because it says armed with his indestructible
okay,
shield.
Okay, so it's on his back.
He's holding it in the trailer.
Okay, so it's on his arm.
So have this and then gun? So I have gun and shield?
It has nothing to do with... No, it's just a skin. Like...
What if he
they
has
can't
the
do
shield?
Anything. At least in Apex, you have abilities.
What if he has the shield? What if he has it?
He's going to have it.
But no, what if he can shit? Use it?
Okay. To do what? So he's going to be the only... So then everyone in the entire freaking lobby is going to be Captain America. Because he'll be the only character that can actually do something.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yo, that was perfect. Holy shit. All right, Fortnite. Okay, cool, Captain America, y'all. Also, a game that will never die, Warframe, the Deadlock Protocol.
I'm sorry, Judd.
Oh, no, no.
You know how many times people tell me to download that game? And bro, Ark, too.
Bro, it's
fun. I'd rather play Ark.
I'd rather play Warframe than Ark.
Are you serious? I want to get off that beach. I need somebody to help me get off that beach, man.
That's the thing. I don't care to get off that beach in my fucking underwear. I don't care. Like, why?
I mean, I have people who have clans that I could just jump right into.
On what?
Of course. On he met him in, he made him, yeah. met him in Vegas.
Yeah, he helped develop the game. Steals helped fucking develop that game. It's a fucking game developer, cop bowler. All right. Warframe the Deadlock Protocol. Update. The update sheds new light on the origins of the Corpus, which is an enemy faction. It introduces the time-bending Warframe Protea and includes a remastered Corpus fleet full of innovative threats and escalating security measures. So they're pretty much reskinning, rebranding one of the enemy fleets and giving them an origin story.
Speaking of skins, do you have the Predator on that list?
No, hell no.
You saw the new... Predator skin? It's like a samurai?
Yeah, I saw the new Predator skin. It's the one where you don't do crossplay. It's actually a costume with an X on it, yeah. And it says crossplay.
And when we say crossplay, we mean cross-party.
Yes.
Yeah. We understand we can go with randos, but we don't want to play with randos.
Yeah. We
want to
play with each other. I want to play with these guys.
And that's been another episode. Yeah.
I didn't get to do my
part. That's all I have. Steals.
Go ahead, Steals. What's there's coming out?
Nothing coming out. Actually.
Just pre-order Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, there's nothing coming out till July 17th. So,
but that'll be next week.
Ghost coming out July 17th.
But that's next week.
That's not this week.
That's the following week.
Right, that's not this week.
We need something this week.
Lex will say that next week.
Yeah, Lex will say that next week with passion.
June 17th.
Are we all getting that? Are we all getting that?
On the Switch.
Ghost?
Yeah.
I'm not getting Ghost.
Are you getting Ghost?
No.
I don't know.
I'm getting Ghost.
I got shit to play.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Tsushima.
But yeah, Steals.
No.
Let's you have do this. One.
Yes.
Oh, he of course got, he has.
Let's get comfortable, guys.
Of course he has yes. one. Goddamn, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, he got some shit. I know he does.
Shit, he looks too fucking happy. Oh, whoa. He looks too happy for this.
I think we need to have like a... This is just Bobby's views.
Disclaimer right here.
Yeah, a little
here.
Disclaimer.
Right here.
Don't cancel all of us.
Yeah.
Sprocket's time. No, it's not that crazy.
Rated all.
It's just my little 4-day weekend for 4th of July did not go the way I was picturing it would go.
Really? All right.
Basically.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this weekend for a while. Needed a little vacation. Me and my wife haven't stopped working through this whole pandemic. You know, our... Going still normal like always. Really looking forward to this weekend. And I was kind of forced to take a day off on Thursday because I had a deposition. And then after that, I had an inspection for my solar. So, because we just got solar put on the house.
And a lab in the basement.
So my whole... wait, we don't have basements here in Florida.
Where he develops Ark.
So my whole outlook coming up to this weekend was go to my deposition.
Work.
Go home. Start gaming. The inspection, the guy's like, oh, I just need to be able to get in your garage. Okay, cool. Friday, do next to nothing. Game. Saturday, game. Do a little cleaning.
Game.
Mostly game. Sunday, do podcast.
Yes. And then game.
Thursday kind of went the route it was supposed to. Went to my deposition. That was fine. Whatever. Came home.
They dropped the case.
Whatever. No.
Free Bobby.
No. We're still working.
You dropped the case. Yeah.
No.
You beat the
case?
No,
I'm on the positive side.
Oh, okay.
Positive side of it, bro.
You trying to get somebody locked up.
Well,
whoa.
All right. Let's
never mind. Yeah. Off the record.
The guy came earlier than expected for the...
You were still in your boxes.
For the inspection. I think I was in the middle of my stream. Was I streaming? I was in the middle of a game. Oh, I was playing Monopoly. I was in the middle of playing Monopoly in the middle of an auction.
Oh, shit.
While talking to my brother on the phone. And this guy comes and I had to leave because I had to do some stuff. So, whatever. My brother hung up. No problem. Chilled out the rest of that night. Now, Friday, we decided to possibly go to Wild Florida. You heard of that place?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
So y'all go when y'all went?
Wild Florida Airboat.
What the fuck is that?
My boy, Pete.
It's like south of St. Cloud. Like, it has like a, Lion Country Safari. You ever been there? Drive-through zoo. You in your car, you can drive through
safari.
They have airboats. They have
airboats. And it's like
they have like a petting zoo too?
Yeah, petting zoo. Yeah. It's like a Gatorland, but different.
Yeah.
Because Gatorland doesn't have a safari. They don't have airboats. Right. My boy, Pete, who worked at Gatorland, now works there.
What?
Yeah, and he
tell him I want the hookup.
He takes care of all the reptiles. Well, he was going to hook us up.
Yeah.
Get us in.
Yeah.
Get us into the safari. Take
of course,
us to the
he
back.
Knows everybody. He knows somebody at Disney.
He was going to let us feed the tortoises. He was going to bring us into the
ride a giraffe.
You know Steels was a zookeeper? You know Steels was a zookeeper?
I'm a zookeeper now.
I mean, the barber shop, and my barber like, yeah, I used to be a zookeeper. What the fuck? You cut my hair. Zookeeper?
Yeah, ain't no lamb.
Yeah. So, this is weird.
So we decided to do that, and I got excited for that. Then all of a sudden, my wife decided to drink my chocolate milk.
And that's where it all went.
And then all of a sudden she has a stomach ache. So she's like,
"You said your chocolate milk? What y'all separate the chocolate milk?
Well, no, I made
I made
chocolate milk for me, and she took some.
Yeah. Oh, so you had rum in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You had Tito's in it.
No.
It was Chico chocolate.
Chocolate milk for me, and she drank some.
It was Chico chocolate milk.
But it's my chocolate milk.
Chico Tico.
So you put some voodoo on it. Anybody touch this? Asked out.
Sure. Because she got a stomach ache.
Right.
Don't touch my chocolate.
She a lightweight. She a lightweight. Okay.
So she's like, I'm just going to go to bed because, you know, my stomach's turning or whatever. Okay,
damn. Cool.
I set an alarm clock for Friday morning
to
get up on our day off. Set an alarm clock for a purpose.
Like Orlando Magic is right over there. Dude is like 7 foot tall. Jesus.
Is that Mo? What's his name? Mo Mamba? Or
And his watch is blinding
Mo
me.
Bot? Bowl or whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
I hate setting alarm clocks on my days off, vacations, weekends, unless there's a purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. So I told my wife before I went to bed and finished gaming.
Yeah.
You sure you want to still go? Your stomach's turned. I don't want to set an alarm clock and get up early if we're not going. Right. Oh, I should be fine. It's not. I just gotta sleep it off. Okay. Set my alarm clock for 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On my day off. Damn. Wake up. She's already in the living room on the couch.
Okay, so she's ready.
I'm like, are you okay? No, I got a migraine. I'm like,
oh, it's over.
So we're not going. She goes, no, I'll go anyway because I know you really want to go. And I go, nah. I'm not driving all the way out there to be in the sun, to hear you complain, to want to go home, and then no. I'd rather just stay home.
Sacrifices in marriage, y'all.
And she's like,
take notes.
Okay, cool. Conks out. Right there, like, just gone.
Yeah.
Okay? Conks out.
I sit on the couch. I'm like, man, I'm getting hungry. I get up. I make breakfast. I eat this and that. She wakes up at 8:45. We're supposed to be there at 8:45. And she's like,
you want to go?
I'm hungry. Goes and makes some pancakes. And she's like, perfectly fine.
Oh.
Like, perfectly fine.
2 hours later?
Yeah.
So, let me ask you a question.
Because we were already supposed to be there.
Right.
Let me ask you
Were y'all supposed to go as like a group or just a couple?
Yeah, because my boy Jason, who works at Disney, he was going.
Oh, okay.
And they worked on It's a Small World together.
Specifically didn't feed the tortoises and made like this big old bucket smorgasbord of food to let us feed the tortoises
him. He purposely didn't feed them. So he's starving tortoises.
This should be cut out.
No, just for like an hour. I mean, he normally feeds
them. Did you say his name? Bleep his name out. He's about to lose his job.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Because maybe I missed it or maybe I'm misreading it. Is your wife the Sprockets? What is the Sprockets? No, exactly?
the Sprockets is just the whole fucking weekend.
So, I thought it was your wife's stomachache was the Sprockets.
Thursday kind of went okay. Friday, I woke up early for no reason because my wife had a migraine.
Yep.
And then we did some whatever. I tested the, here we go. This is leading into Saturday.
Oh, shit.
I tested the smoker because her birthday's coming in a couple of weeks and got a few people coming and she wants to smoke some ribs and shit like that.
Oh,
but we haven't used the smoker in a long time. Last time I used it, it was giving me problems. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to test this out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Went out there, kicked it up. Boom, flame comes big. I'm able to like adjust it and I'm like, oh, it works.
Yeah.
Sweet. Shut it down. Then I told my wife, I'm like, you know, I have a feeling. I think we should get a couple racks of ribs and just do test it fully. Test it. Not just see if it comes on.
Let's just
test the meal.
Test the curbside meat.
Smoke some ribs and see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. What do you want to eat? And I go, well, this is Friday now. We're going around stores. We're getting what we need. And I go, I really want some fish. Hmm. I'm like, we ate bad last night. I felt kind of shitty. Whatever. I just want some seafood, some fish, a couple shrimp. I just want to eat really light. I want to eat light tonight, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, yo, there's this new seafood market, the Ocean, right by the crib.
The Ocean.
We go there. The line's wrapped around the building.
Damn.
Why? They doing COVID testing? What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. Everyone wanted seafood all of a sudden, you know.
Shit, me.
So I'm like, fuck. So then we go to another store, lying around the building, and then we looked it up. Boom. Well, I'm like, what about Lombardo? She's like, well, that's like 15 minutes in that direction. I'm like, I want fish. So then we go to Lombardo. By the time we get there, it's so late that we didn't want to cook. By the time we go home, so we wound up ordering Thai food.
Well, y'all went left,
and then we went. Okay, we're going to cook the fish tomorrow, but the ribs at the same time because we're just testing the smoker, and that'll be Sunday's meal. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Saturday comes. Actually, woke up nice on my own, you know, no alarm clock. It was great. 4th of July, whatever. I don't enjoy 4th of July unless I'm having my barbecue and doing my fireworks, so to me it was just Saturday.
What's the day that you had to deal with Beerus early in the morning? What day was that?
Beerus.
Yeah.
When me and you played?
Yes.
I think that was Friday. Oh,
so I know I could tell your day was shitty already.
Just because of Beerus. Hey, I did beat you a handful of times. So,
you did.
You know, I could at least say I got a couple dubs. You know, I think I got, what, 4 or 5 out of like 15 or something like that.
Damn.
But that's all right.
No, he's coming. He's coming for me.
Shout out to that fucking elbow chop slide under bullshit Beerus. I hate him.
Young
anyway,
chop on the beat.
So Saturday, Kat goes shopping. Mm-hmm. She gets what she needs. Come home. I did a little dishes, whatever. It gets time to go start up the smoker. Turn it on. Flame is small. I'm like, the fuck, man?
Now it doesn't work.
Now it's not working. Kat even went and got a brand new, like, tank. Like, we got a new tank because I didn't think it wasn't sealing properly.
Okay.
So Kat went and got a new tank. She comes home. Still didn't work right. It was hissing. Like, it wasn't sealing right for some reason. So I'm like, fuck it. Let me get this, our old tank and see if it hooks up. It hooked up, but it ran out of gas.
Damn it.
Right there, because I knew it was getting there anyway. Mm-hmm. So Kat goes to Ace, gets it refilled, comes back, hook it up, full tank.
Shout out to Kat, man.
Still didn't work right.
Kat riding
I'm like,
out.
I'm like, motherfucker, what's wrong with this? I just tested this yesterday. It worked right. I unhooked the hose. Went to Ace. They don't have one long enough.
Shit.
Go to Lowe's. They have one long enough, but I have to piece it together. So I got to buy the hose. I got to buy the regulator. So I bought it.
Damn it.
Went home. Hooked it all up. Didn't work at all because apparently it was a regulator for a grill. I didn't realize the regulators are different between the grill and the smoker. Right. I figure it's fucking propane. It's a propane tank. It's a propane grill. It's just propane.
Yeah.
You know? And literally when you're in a store, it's just like regulator for grill. Right. So it's like, I figured it would work. But apparently you have regular flow and then light or low flow or whatever it's called, low pressure regulated. I didn't know that. Okay,
you learned a lot about fucking grills and smokers.
Yeah. So I was getting mad. And then my wife, we started looking. Does Lowe's have something? Nah. Does Dick's have something? Nah.
Hey,
does Academy Sport have something? Nah.
You know? Forgot about
this. So we're just looking through all this shit. And Kat's like, I really don't want to buy one. My mom's got one. She said we can have it. I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way to your mom's house. I don't know if that shit works. It's been sitting there forever. That bitch going to be heavy as fuck.
Holy shit.
We went to her mom's house.
That shit was heavy as fuck. Worst comes to worst. Yeah, we ended up going.
We got these ribs. This shit got to go down.
And we weren't sure if it was going to work. We put it in the back of the bed the best we can. The neighbor helped us put it in there. All
right, good.
This thing dug into my wife's freaking truck and like ripped up her damn rhino liner. I can tell she's mad about that. We're going to have to fix that later.
Fuck.
Get home. Put it up. This was the hardest freaking grill I've ever worked with trying to attach the damn bottle to, because you have a hose this freaking long.
I said, fuck this.
Right? Hold on. I'm almost there.
We had a hose. I'm almost at that point.
We had a hose this freaking long, right? And then the way you had to put the bottle in, it was facing towards the back. So I had to reach behind the bottle, grab the hose. Meanwhile, my head is on like the middle part of the smoker. Like I can't even see under there unless I'm laying on the ground.
Right. That's what I was like, who they made this for, hobbits?
So I'm like, babe, can you sit in this seat and you can get a little lower, at least get it started and I can just tighten it. Okay, I got it on there. And I went and I grabbed it. It fell off. I'm like, you didn't put it on there. She goes, oh, I put it on there. I'm like, you're supposed to catch at least one thread. So it stays on there. So now I'm fighting with it. I get it on. It's hissing. It doesn't seal right.
What?
Motherfucker. I'm like, give me the other tank. She gives me the other tank. I'm sitting there like this. And I'm going like this. And I'm pouring sweat.
Yeah, no shit.
Sweat tracing.
Sweat, because it's outside. Sweat tracing. It's muggy. It's hot. And I'm just going like this. And finally, I'm just like, fuck this shit.
And it instantly rained.
I'm over this. And I just run in the house.
Don't bother me, woman. I'm fucking done with this.
I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm over
going out back.
I'm out of here. I'm out. And then she started messing with it because it's for her birthday. I understand, whatever.
Yeah.
She comes back in the house. I'm like, did you get it? Yeah. Well, now I got to make sure she did it good enough because I don't want this shit to blow up. I got to make sure it's sealed right. And she goes, why are you messing with it? You said you gave up on it. I'm like, yeah, but you got it on there. So now I got to make sure it's right 100%.
Right.
You know? Get it on there. Figure it out. We got it to fire up. And then I'm just like, man, this setup is so weird. The way the smoker is set up with the water pan and the chip trays. And I'm just like, fuck it. Let's just try it. We put it on, put the ribs on there. It worked good enough. Okay. It was.
Did the bone slip out?
What did Lex say? It's serviceable.
Serviceable.
It was serviceable. It needed, for that to happen, it needed about another hour, but it was cooked.
All right.
So I'm like, all right, we tested this. What happened was when we filled the tray, sometimes it gets stuck.
Yeah.
And when we jammed it, the water, and it kicked the flame out, and we didn't realize that. So. That was Saturday's debacle. I wanted to just freaking flip that smoker off the over the freaking.
I'm feeling.
Dude, I was about to spend $300 on a smoker.
I don't know if y'all were having like side convo about it, but when you said like, oh, I'm doing this thing with the smoker and Trav wanted like before and after videos, like, what the fuck are y'all even talking about?
I just want to see this shit.
And then you send the videos like it took you all day, and I'm like, I don't even know what he
That's
went through.
Thing,
I'm
right.
just looking at
That's
right.
The
it was
that
hours later.
Me off is because the original plan was. Fire up this, like, my wife went shopping, came home. We took the ribs off. She made her own. We have this thing called cat seasoning. She makes her own house seasoning.
Mm.
A lot of our friends want that as their birthday gifts.
Wow.
That's how good that shit is. They use it on everything. Fish, eggs, pork, it don't matter.
Cat.
She makes her own seasoning.
Meow.
And my friends love it. We give it to them. They said to box it up, serve it, put a cat on it like that, whatever, you know. But anyway, season it beautifully. It took us probably about, We were expecting to start smoking at noon and be done with it around 4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't that night's dinner. The fish was from the night before.
So that was lunch?
No, that was just test the smoker and then tonight's dinner. So, like, we have the ribs for tonight. Okay, like, okay, we just want to test.
Right.
We couldn't smoke because I had to do this today.
Right.
Because we always start early in the morning.
Right.
So we were like, fuck it. We'll just test it out on Saturday.
Yeah, smoke, get it done.
It'll be done, whatever. We just go home and heat it up, and it's just a test thing anyway.
Right.
We didn't pull those ribs out of that smoker till damn near 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
No.
And you started at the time that you wanted
No. It took us that long. We only smoked it for about 3.5-4 hours. About 3.5 hours.
So you stayed late. So you started late.
Right. We started way late.
Okay.
You started late. We started just before we started cooking dinner for ourselves.
Okay.
The fish.
I thought you put it at 12.
Surfing turf.
That's how long it took us to go to the store. It still didn't work. Go to the store. It still didn't work. Go to the store. It still didn't work. Go to the mom's. Pick up hers. Test it out.
Yeah, no, that's fucking
like,
insane.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like, I just wanted to chill and relax as much. Not as much
when's
as
our nice holiday?
This weekend. September, Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
No, this weekend was not.
At least you got something to talk about at work tomorrow.
Thursday we did the whole photo shoot thing with the cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night.
Yes.
That was cool, but it was so muggy that I sweated so, like, it looked like I dunked my head in a damn pool.
You did a lot of sweating this weekend.
Yes.
Smoker and photography.
A lot of sweating and lifting.
Hey, man,
and
you gotta get the cardio in, man.
Fuck it. And it's just like, yo, this is supposed to be a relaxing with some slight cleaning of the kitchen
right.
type mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just turned out into this, I don't know. So it's far
weird,
today.
This weird shit that happened.
Yeah. So far today has been okay, but it's like tomorrow's work.
Yep. Back to it.
Back Yay. To it, you know. So it's like this whole weekend wasn't Here. What I was expecting it to
Came
be.
Came and went, yeah.
So this whole weekend was my sprocket because, well, I guess you can say that damn smoker
was my
sprocket.
Well, you kind of lost me at chocolate milk, but I get what you're saying with, with
everything
the
just
weekend
went down.
Being shitty. Yeah.
Everything that was supposed to go right just
well,
went
she drank
left.
My chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And then she got a stomach ache and then a migraine. So I couldn't go to fucking.
My question is, what did you put in the chocolate milk?
Nestle's
not,
quick.
To be continued.
Regular. There's no
to be
regular
continued.
Chocolate milk in there.
Nestle's so. Quick.
That shit was made with
I drank
milk.
It the next day and I was
there
fine.
Actual bunny on the label?
Yes.
It was a raccoon.
It's a whole raccoon.
A raccoon.
It was Sly Cooper on there.
Wow, Sly Cooper.
Wow.
Oh, my so, God, man.
It's been a stressful weekend, but.
So that's it for sprockets?
Yeah, man.
It still feels like it's on you, man. Damn.
I still haven't really gotten to fucking just chill and relax.
You can do
well,
it
after
today.
This, man.
Yeah, you do it today.
I guess.
See?
But work is tomorrow, so it's not
okay,
the same.
But enjoy right. today.
Yeah,
seize
the rest
the
of the day. Right, right.
Carpe diem.
Get a Best Burger and get a slider.
I got ribs at home, son.
He got fucking 7-hour ribs at home. He's good.
Yeah, right. Why am I going to get Best Burger when I got 2 racks of ribs
anybody,
at home?
Anybody else got anything to say?
I'm good.
I got good. One other thing, man.
Okay.
Start it up.
Hey, man, go ahead and get that Pop Smoke album, man.
Pop Smoke.
Produced by 50 Cent, man. He put his touch on that, man.
Yeah.
That shit That shit sounds better than the other 2 albums he came out with. That shit's lit.
Damn.
So, right. With that being said, man,
we're here.
It's been the boys.
Yes, sir.
PS and BS.
We out of here.
We out.